Well, let's be blunt. For the sake of border protection and the welfare of asylum seekers, the federal government cannot afford to give in to a few noisy protesters on this baby Asher issue. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, yesterday did allow the one-year-old Asher, who's been brought to Australia from the Nauru Offshore Processing Centre for treatment for burns, to be released into community detention in Brisbane with her mother, and that has happened this morning. Mother and child will remain in community detention until their future is decided. They should be returned to Nauru. To do otherwise would only encourage more families and, yes, more children to undertake life-threatening journeys to Australia in dangerous boats. And it could also encourage self-harm in a bid to circumvent the system. In other words, you deliberately harm yourself, get yourself flown to Australia for medical treatment, and then, once in Australia, apply for refugee status or residency. This is not hypothetical. Prior to September last year, asylum seeker family members at detention centres were allowed to accompany sick individuals needing medical treatment in Australia. Once here, they appealed to stay. In September, Peter Dutton, a tough cookie, changed that so that only the sick individuals themselves could travel to Australia for treatment. And guess what? Since then, there has been a dramatic statistical reduction in self-inflicted injuries and threats to self-harm at the Nauru Detention Centre. Everybody feels sympathy for baby Asher, but there is nothing compassionate about encouraging people to smuggle or to self-harm.